think another behemoth is cool and say zutzach azu, the other one has the same halacha kiyotzah, the same halacha like this. It's kiyotzah bo. That the other tamura would be the same thing. It has kedushas aguf, but it can't be brought for carbon. Now what's the svarus here? So Gemara says like this. Shema mina, from this din we see three halachas. Shema mina tlas. And from this Rabbi Yochanan, we have three kedushim here. Shema mina tlas. First of all, Shema mina kedushas domem nitcha. That the reason why when he buys back the other half, and he's makdish it now, it can't be brought for carbon, is because at the beginning you were makdish half of it, and that half was not fit to be brought for carbon. So it's called like nitcha. It had a kedusha on it, and the kedusha was not strong enough to be brought for carbon. So once it did not have enough of a kedusha for carbon, it's nitcha, it's like pushed away, it can never come back again to be a carbon. So that's one chiddush. The shvamina kedusha is domin. Even though lechatchilu, when you makdish the first half, you didn't even give it a kedusha saguf. It was only a kedusha domim. But since kedusha was chal on it, and it couldn't be brought for a korban then, even though it was only kedusha just for the value of it, still nitcha. Once it was like pushed away not to be used, it could never be brought again, never be used. That's one chiddush. Ushvamin, the second chiddush also is that you could argue and say that the balei chayim should be loshem stam balei chayim nidochim. There's a man yomer that says the kolz man, the animals alive, even though it was once pushed away, you could use it again. Kamashman, according to Yechanan, know that even though the animal is still alive right now, but since you were first smacked the sheaf of it, it was not fit to be brought for korban, so its nitch was pushed away, it can never be used again, even though it's still alive. That's another chiddush. There's the machlekes nigumar, the man yomer that says no, that kolz man that's alive, you can't push it away. So Yechanan teaches us, yes, still you can push it away. And the third chiddush here is, Ushmamino dichu mikor hevi dichu. There at the beginning, when you first makdish it, it was never roi to be for korban, because at that time you only owned half of it. It's like lechatchila, at the beginning you only makdish the kedushas damim. So it's a big chiddush to say that later when it's fit to be kedushas aguf, it can't be chal anymore than din akrova. Because I would have thought to say that our Rashi means on a Gemara in Sukkah, that's only if something was fit to be brought, and then something happened to it, you can't use it, so now it can't be fit anymore. But here lechatchila was never really fit for the krova. So maybe that's why kedushas aguf was not chal. But as soon as you buy back the second half and now it is fit to be brought, maybe kedushas aguf could be chal with that krova. Kamashmala know that at the beginning when you're makdish in lechatchila, since at that time you only makdish kedushas domin, and that's all that could be chal, and at that time was not fit to be brought for korban, so no matter what you do to it later on, you can't make it fit to be for korban. So even though you have all three chasreinus here, still, that's a Yechanan's chiddush, it's pushed away. Even though it's still alive, even though it was only kedushas damim, and even though it was pushed away at the beginning, like it was never even fit, there's a svara to say only if it was once fit for a korban, and then it got pushed away, it can't come back again. Like you have to svara mixed with the Gemara and Sukkah. If you have hadasim that was once fit to be used, and then something happened to it, so even though it becomes fit for the mitzvah, that's nidochim, you can't use it anymore. But it was never fit in the first place, so when as soon as it becomes fit, maybe then you could use it. So Kamashman here know, Dichu Mikora is considered a Dichu. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, Omer Abaye, Akil Moedim, everybody agrees, Heichad Diyoma Chetzi Oila. Somebody says upon his own behemoth, he owns the whole thing, and he says, half of it should be a Korban Oila, V'chetzi Maisa, and half of it should be Mais, Kedushas Maisa behemoth, which Rashi learns, you don't have 10 animals here, so it's like a joke. You can't make a behemoth stam a maisa behemoth. Maisa behemoth is only when you have your 10 animals and you're counting 1, 2, 3, a 10th one becomes maisa. So, sheet of so, divri hakol oila, everybody holds, oila kriya bring it for korban oila. Because even according to Rabbi Yosef, even if you take a men both, but you just can't make a maisa on stam a behemoth. And a korban oila you could. So, it's chal the kedushas oila on the whole behemoth. What's going to be heichad yoma chetzi tzmura? Half of this behemoth should be a tzmura. V'chetzi maisa, half of it should be maisa. My, what's going to be the locker over here? So even according to Rav Rashi learns, very shvur, because Rashi learns that the tzmura here means, or Rashi said before, tzmura is only if you have a behemoth's kachim, then you take the chula next to it and say zutachazu. But if you don't have a behemoth's kachim next to you, you can't make tzmura either. So one pshat here is, heichad yoma guy says chetzi tzmura, v'chetzi maisa. See if we're talking about there's no behema kachim around, and there's no mice around either, so chura neither of them should be chal. What's the Gemara Shail over here? So maybe it's talking about here that no, just you say chatzitur means there is a korban around. You're saying here for this payment should be a tamura. And maybe it's like a case where you are counting, and this is the tenth one coming out now, and you're saying the tenth one, half of it should be maisa. So my, which one is like how first, which one stronger? Tamura kreva, one sort to say that tamura should be chal, shekein heges b'chol ha-kodshim, because tamura is chal on all kodshim, not only in maisa. Maisa is only chal by maisa, but tamura can be chal on all kodshim, so maybe tamura is stronger than maisa. Or duma maybe no, maisa kreva, I'll tell you, maisa has kudshis maisa on it. She came back to the front of Alakharov, because by Maisa Bema has the Kiddush that by mistake the ninth one you called number 10, or the 11th one you called number 10, they're also Chal the Kedusha. So it'll be a Shiloh which Kedusha is stronger to be Chal, a Maisa or a Tamura. So Islam, this is more blessed by Teiku. Forget exactly what the claw of the case is, Rashi doesn't say clearly what the case is. Rashi just says, Lechetzi and Maisa, Lechetzi Tamura, Vetavayim Kedodin Inu. They're both equal here. Which one should be chal? Like, we don't know which one should be chal. So it's according to Rabbi Yasi. So here it's a sfar, one should and one should not. Whichever one is stronger, that's the one that's chal. So the takeaway here, which one is called the stronger carbon? Is the tamura stronger because it's chal on all type of kachim? Or is the maisa behemah chal stronger because it has to be brought even before or even afterwards? And now the Mishnah says, the Ika halachas of Tumur is like this. Harei zu tachazu. Like you have a behema, you have a korban here, and then you take your behema's chulin and you say zu tachazu, or else tumurazu. Like this should be a tumura of the korban. Or else zu means the chulin should be chalipazu. Or else this should be an exchange for that korban. Harei zu tumura. All these three lashonis are good lashonis of tumura. That you're saying this behemoth chulin should take the kedusha like the korban has. What's going to be the same lashon zu mechalelas azu? The chulin means you want the kedusha of the korban to go off it to be mechalel onto this behemoth chulin. Ein zu tamura, that's not called tamura, because by tamura you can never take, it's not a chilul. It's not a lashon chilul. You can't take the kedusha off the behemoth. Tamura is just you extend this kedusha onto there, but it still remains on the first korban. So lashon chilul mechulul, that's not a lashon tamura. Fimahoye hegdish balmum. Let's say the first korban here was a balmum. So now that it's a balmum, you could be poyder it. You could redeem it. So lachor is yoytz lechulun. If you take a behemis chulun next to it and say you want that balas mum to be mechulul on this behema, say nechnami, the kedusha goes off the balas mum onto this behema here. But just now that it did, but sorg lasas dom, you have to make sure it's a right exchange. Let's say the balas mum is worth $100, and your behema now is only worth $50, so you still have to pay another $50 to hegdish. But you have to make sure the value is the right value, it's worth the exact amount of money, how much you want to make the pinyon on. But the mice of the pinyon talk is chal. Now the Gemara says, Lameim, what do you want to tell me? The Mishnah says, well, if you say, harei zu takazu, that's the lashon of tamura. So you want to tell me, Lameim, the tachas, lishna diatfusu. Tachas just means, this should be chal tumur on it. Not that you want to make a chilul, take off the kedusha there and put it on here, just you want to put kedusha, you're adding, lashon of adding, you're adding kedusha onto this one. Is that true? Raminu, I have a question. There's a loch of kotcha by the kabayis. Let's say you have a behema that only has a kedusha by the kabayis, only has a kedusha's domin, it does not have a kedusha's aguf. So that does not make tumura. So somebody says, Omar, chalipazu, tumurazu, lo yomaklum. Someone takes a behemoth chulin next to it, and he says this behemoth chulin should be a chalipa for that, or it should be a tamura for that. So lo yom aklum, because on a kedushas bedekabayas, a kedushas damim, you cannot make tamura. What's going to be if he says lashon of tachazu? He wants this behemoth chulin to be instead of that one. Or else he says mechulelas azu. He wants this behemoth chulin to be mechulel. In other words, the kedusha damim should go off that bedekabayas onto this behemoth. Is dvor of kayomim? The words are good. So here you see Loshen Tachas does not only mean it should be extended here, but it means an exchange. I want to take off the Kedusha there and put it on here. So the question is, V'yi Sankwa Datsip, you tell me and think, that Lishna Dietfusahi, that Tachas just means you want to extend the Kedusha onto this one also. So then, Maish Narration, Maish Nasefa, how come it says in the ratio when you have Kedusha's Badakabayas and you say Loshen of Tamura, it doesn't help? So the Lashon Tmura does not work, so why does the word Tachas work? Tachas just means you want to add the Kedusha onto the other one. You can't add the Kedusha by Bedek Abayis. So why Tachas is it Mechulal? So here you see the word Tachas does not mean extending the Kedusha, but it means to be Mechalal, take off the Kedusha. So it's a Stira. What does the word Tachas mean? Does it mean you're extending the Kedusha? Does it mean you're taking off the Kedusha? So we're into Zomer Abaya, Tachas Mishkachas Lo Lishna Di Etfusa, for Lishna Di Achula Enechnami. I'll tell you, the word Tachas could mean both. It has two meanings to it. Tachas could mean you want to extend the Kedusha, or could mean you want to take off the Kedusha and put it on here. Lishna Di Etfusa, it's like a lotion of extending the Chesed, the Pasuk says.